This is a Fox News alert. Democrats remain in control of the Senate. I'm Laura Cantor. The Fox News Decision Desk projects Democratic incumbent Senator Catherine Cortez Masto has defeated Republican Adam Laxalt in the Nevada Senate race. Cortez Masto's victory allows Democrats to keep control of the Senate. Here's Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer speaking Saturday night in New York City.
The election shows that our democracy will survive and the American people will vote for a party, in this case the Democratic Party, that tries to preserve that democracy, not undermine it.
If Republican candidate Herschel Walker wins the December 6th runoff in the Georgia Senate race, then the Democrats and Republicans would both have 50 seats, which would force Vice President Kamala Harris to break ties. Here's President Biden discussing the Georgia Senate race at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit in Cambodia Sunday.
It's always better at 51 because we're in a situation where you don't have to have an even makeup of the committees. So that's why it's important, mostly, but it's just simply better. The bigger the numbers, the better.
Meanwhile, Republicans remain optimistic in regaining control of the House of Representatives, as they still maintain a lead over Democrats, with just a few races still left to be decided. President Biden says the projected Democratic control over the Senate gives him more leverage heading into his meeting Monday with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
I know I'm coming in stronger, but I don't need that. I know Xi Jinping. I've spent more time with many other world leaders. I know him well. He knows me. There's no, we have very little misunderstanding. We just got to figure out where the red lines are, what are the most important things to each of us.
President Biden will meet his Chinese counterpart in Indonesia next for a G20 conference. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A new study shows the suicide rate among veterans may be far worse than previously thought. Julianne Lima, Fox TV affiliate WFXT, reports from Boston.
The study, dubbed Operation Deep Dive, analyzed data from 8 states. It found at least 44 veterans ended their lives every day in the U.S. That rate is 2.4 times higher than the Department of Veterans Affairs average of 17 deaths per day.
The biggest, without a doubt, the biggest killer of veterans from premature death is overdose.
Jim Lorraine is president of America's Warrior Partnership, the nonprofit that helped conduct the research.
Medical examiners and coroners classify an overdose as an accident 80% of the time, as an undetermined 90% of the time, when in actuality, it's a suicide.
He says not including overdose deaths caused the large disparity with the VA's numbers.
The research says veterans who served in the Coast Guard were most likely to die from suicide. In the aftermath of the midterm elections, Florida Republican Congresswoman-elect Anna Paulina Luna joins Fox News Live to discuss the Hispanic vote and the GOP.
The level of disrespect that the Democrats had for our voting bloc, almost that they assumed that we'd just support them. I think that those were all factors. Jill Biden calling us breakfast tacos, Nancy Pelosi referring to us as crop pickers.
A Texas fire dog opens locked fire department door after a first responder gets locked out.
In this tale, we learn that the golden retriever didn't even pause, but embarked on her duties immediately. It happened in the public safety building in Georgetown, Texas, caught on security tape pushing the bar on the door to let the first responder in. Coda usually helps her partner, Deputy Fire Marshal Jonathan Gillum, as he educates people about fire safety and prevention.
That's Fox's Gary Baumgarten. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.